Next, we have news on the way that warming oceans are affecting coral reefs, and the news is not good.
Warmer waters stress the coral, sapping it of color and sometimes killing it.
It's confronting to go from a picture of a reef which is colorful, which is swarming with life, to a reef that's covered in dead corals and corals that are covered in a slimy green algae.
Mia Hoogenboom talked via Skype about a study she co-authored on the bleaching off Australia.
So it doesn't feel like the same reef, and it doesn't engender that same sense of wonder at the biodiversity that's present in those areas.
Hoogenboom was part of a team that went diving to look at the reefs.
They found huge sections of the Great Barrier Reef bleached or dead. It's a disaster for wildlife and for tourism, and part of what her study calls a, quote, global scale event.
We know from our results in the current paper that we can predict which reefs bleached the worst, based mostly on temperature of the water at that time.
Oceans are warming due to climate change. Some scientists had been thinking the damage wouldn't be so bad. Their guess was that the reefs would adjust to warmer water. Maybe they'd bleach less over time.
But actually, we didn't find any evidence of that at all. So past exposure to bleaching didn't mean that reefs were less likely to bleach in 2016.
That's what Mia Hoogenboom saw while exploring the Great Barrier Reef. The study is out today in the journal Nature.